On the trees, Bobby made out what looked like warthogs grubbing in the mud close to the sluggish water. David grunted.
Leistosaurs, he said. Luckiest creatures who ever lived. The only large animal to survive the extinction event.
Bobby was confused.
You mean the dinosaur killer comet?
No, David said grimly. I mean another, the one we must soon pass through, 250 million years deep, the worst of them all.
So that was why the great, lush, jungle panorama of the dinosaurs had drawn back. Once again, the earth was emptying itself of life. Bobby felt a profound sense of dread. They descended once more. At last, the final stunted trees shuddered back into their buried seeds, and the last greenery, struggling weeds and shrubs, shriveled and died. A scorched land began to reconstitute itself, a place of burned-out stumps and fallen branches and here and there heaped-up bones. The rocks, increasingly exposed by the receding tide of life, became powerfully red.
It's like Mars.
And for the same reason, David said grimly, Mars has no life to speak of, and in life's absence its sediments have rusted, slowly burning, subject to erosion and wind, killing heat and cold. And so Earth, as we approached this greatest of the deaths, was the same, all but lifeless, the rocks eroding away.
And all through this, a chain of tiny ancestors clung to life, subsisting in muddy hollows at the fringes of inland seas that had almost, but not quite, dried to bowls of lethal Martian dust. Earth in this era was very different, David said. Tectonic drift had brought all of the continents into a single giant assemblage, the largest landmass in the history of the planet. The tropical areas were dominated by immense deserts, while the high latitudes were scoured by glaciation. In the continental interior, the climate swung wildly between killing heat and dry freezing. And this already fragile world was hit by a further calamity, a great excess of carbon dioxide, which choked animals and added greenhouse heating to an already near-lethal climate.
Animal life in particular suffered, almost knocked back to the level of pond life. But for us, it's nearly over, Bobby. The excess CO2 is drawing back into where it came from. Deep sea traps and a great outpouring of flood basalts in Siberia. Gases brought up from the Earth's interior to poison its surface. And soon, that monstrous world continent will break up. Just remember this. Life survived. In fact, our ancestors survived. Fix on that. If not, we wouldn't be here.
As Bobby studied the flickering mix of reptile and rodent features that centered in his vision, he found that idea cold comfort. They moved beyond the extinction pulse into the deeper past. The recovering Earth seemed a very different place. There was no sign of mountains, and the ancestors clung to life at the margins of enormous, shallow, inland seas that washed back and forth with the ages, and slowly, after millions of years, as the choking gases drew back into the ground, green returned to planet Earth. The ancestor had become a low-slung, waddling creature, covered with short, dun fur. But as the generations fluttered past, her jaw lengthened, her skull morphing back, and at last she seemed to lose her teeth, leaving a mouth covered with a hard, beak-like material. Now the fur shrank away and the snout lengthened further, and the ancestor became a creature indistinguishable to Bobby's untrained eye from a lizard. He realized, in fact, that he was approaching so great a depth in time that the great families of land animals, the turtles, the mammals and lizards, crocodiles and birds, were merging back into the mother group, the reptiles. Then, more than 350 million years deep, the ancestor morphed again. Her head became blunter, her limbs shorter and stubbier, her body more streamlined. Perhaps she was amphibian now. At last, those stubby limbs became mere lobed fins that melted into her body.
Life is retreating from the land, David said. The last of the invertebrates, probably a scorpion, is crawling back into the sea. On land,
The plants will soon lose their leaves and will no longer be upright.